Thank you. Thank you. Your Excellencies, heads of delegations, our partners, distinguished delegates, members of the Fourth Estate, ladies and gentlemen, I'm told that if you say all protocols are observed, then you are kept out of the hook. So all protocols have been observed. I want just to request you all be upstanding. Remember those who lost their lives in the 41 years. In the 41 years when the first bullet was fired in Bor. We may be seated. On behalf of the Secretariat of the High Level Mediation for South Sudan, the Tumaini Initiative, I welcome all of you to the signing of the Declaration of Commitment by the parties to convey the renewed mindset. And my interpretation is that there is positive energy here should be harnessed to address the long-standing divisions and conflicts in the Republic of South Sudan. There can never be better opportune time to recommit to the next phase than now. All of us are here today aware of the difficult road to peace since December 2013, when the first conflict erupted in Juba, which was only 2 years after gaining your independence in July 2011 through a referendum. Since then, several efforts were initiated by IGAD and partners, resulting in two agreements. Agreement on the resolution of the conflict in the Republic of South Sudan, RCSS, and revitalized agreement on the resolution of the conflict in the Republic of South Sudan of 2016 and 2018 respectively. However, only minimal progress towards peace has been realized and conflict still persists. It is you here today, honorable delegates, who hold the greatest responsibility to lead in finding a permanent solution for your country. My charge to you is that this can only be if you negotiate in good faith and in a sustained and continuous manner. Peace in place, it will trigger the capacity of your people to participate in the affairs of your country, including growing their own food, in other developments, and today is just one step towards that direction. I wish to also acknowledge that we have also realized an opportunity step towards peace and energy flowing by the features that the process is inclusive. This is characterized by having representatives from the Transitional Government of National Unity, opposition groups, civil society groups, other stakeholders, including women, youth, religious leaders, and academia, among others. We, in the mediation, are looking up to you to use the positive energy to interpret and progress these commitments you signed today and make them real answers as to what is the root cause of this endemic problem in your country. We have a very strong belief that you have the ideas and resources that can lead to the solution that will transform your country. I am encouraged by the united spirit of collegiality and continuous and sustained negotiation, which has galvanized every available energy to spark and create hope to the people of South Sudan, the region, and beyond. I want to assure the parties that the word "if" will not be an operational word, it is "when." And we want to know when, but not the word "if," because we do not believe it is not going to happen. It is going to happen. Thank you very much.